Nigeria is holding an election tomorrow, and the campaign has been notable for the amount of phony news stories that have proliferated online. The president, who's running for another term, even had to publicly refute online rumors that he's dead and has been replaced by a clone. So how to manage all the news sites out there to separate true from false? Well, one company is trying to help you do that. It's called NewsGuard, and co-CEO and founder Gordon Krowitz joins us now as part of our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top. He's a former publisher of The Wall Street Journal. His co-founder is journalist and author Stephen Brill. Gordon Krowitz, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.
And first of all, tell us why you decided to start this company.
You know, my co-founder and I grew up in the world of journalism, and it seemed to us that it becomes so difficult for people to tell real news, reliable news from unreliable news as they thumbed through their Facebook feed or looked at a search result. And we thought we would try to apply a journalistic solution to that problem. And so we have a team of journalists who have rated all of the news and information websites that account for 96% of engagement in the U.S., and we rate them based on 9 very basic journalistic criteria. Mm-hmm. They get a green or a red. And there's what we call a nutrition label, which is a write-up about each website. And the idea is that people will see the green and red rating in their social media feed or in their search result or maybe through their browser, and they'll instantly have a sense of, should I take news from this particular website with an extra grain of salt, or is it generally reliable?
So you've got actual people doing this, you're saying, not algorithms. That there are people behind this.
It is so hard to believe that we have a solution that will be used by technology companies that is so inefficient. Yes, we have human beings, trained journalists, about 30 of them, and they apply these 9 criteria. If a website looks like it's going to fail on any one of our criterion, the analyst reaches out to them, speaks to the people behind the website. Sometimes they change their practices. In more than 500 cases, about a quarter of all of the news websites in the U.S. that we have rated have actually improved their journalistic practice on one or more of those 9 criteria in the time since we reached out to them. Some of the criteria have to do with credibility. Does the website repeatedly publish false information? Does it report the news in an irresponsible way? Or it may have to do with transparency. Does it have a indicate the ownership of the website? Does it tell you something about who's in charge? Does it have a corrections policy?
So when you look at the ratings that you've given news sites, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, CNN, they've all got green ratings. But so does Fox News, which has a network that many people probably would not think should get a green rating. Why did you give Fox News a green rating?
If you look at the website of Fox News itself, it's much more a straight news website than it would be some of the more opinion-oriented programming on Fox as a TV news operation. We separately rate some of the websites from some of the hosts in the case of Fox and in the case of liberal voices as well.
What's a liberal site that doesn't have a green rating?
The Daily Kos, for example, does not have a green rating because of its failure in some of the more basic journalistic practices. It has an unusual publishing approach that includes a lot of content that's not vetted, that's not reviewed by a journalist. It's just published. And that, based on our criteria and I think based on basic journalistic practice, raises questions.
The conservative site Breitbart News also has a red rating, and Breitbart has described NewsGuard as, quote, the establishment media's latest effort to blacklist alternative media sites. How do you respond to that?
Well, first, we're not blacklisting anybody, even sites that get a red. What our nutrition label says is proceed with caution. We would never discourage people from reading something. We're simply saying, this is from a site that does not follow basic journalistic criteria, so be extra careful.
You recently reversed a rating. Originally, you had given the UK news website The Daily Mail a red. Now it has a green. Why did you make that change?
What happens in cases of publishers who look like they're going to get a negative mark on any of our criteria, before we publish that nutrition label, we reach out to them. We try to speak to them about where they've fallen short. Sometimes in those discussions, they give us information that we didn't have. Very often, they actually make changes to their practices, especially around transparency, which are entirely in their control. In the case of the Daily Mail that you asked about, they did not engage with us before we published the write-up of them, which we did back in August. Mm-hmm. More recently, The Guardian, which has a bit of a competitive relationship with the Daily Mail, I guess I would say, it published a story about the Daily Mail's rating. And after that, the Daily Mail did engage with us, did change some of its practices, and we looked at some of the criteria that we used based on information that the Daily Mail provided to us and changed some of the criteria, and they have ended up green.
Now, you are a for-profit company. Do you think that there's money to be made in the industry of cutting through news that's not trustable?
You know, for us to build a sustainable business, the kind of business that the big platforms, the social media companies, the search companies, companies like Microsoft that is already providing NewsGuard through some of its products, for them to rely on a company, it has to be around and has to be sustainable. And we thought doing it as a for-profit would be the best way to ensure that.
So I guess the next question would be, how do you make the case? Your entire company is based on how much people should trust news sites. Why should they trust you to decide which news sites are trustworthy?
It's a great question. So as we set up the company, of course, that was one of the first questions we asked ourselves. And the way we're trying to address that issue is by operating with radical transparency ourselves. So we post the 9 different criteria. We post the detailed definition for each of the criteria. We post on the website who did the review. If one of our analysts disagrees with what we've published, we actually publish that as well. All the research that we've seen and the feedback we've gotten says that the more transparent and the more disclosure that you can have, the better the odds of being trusted.
What about when a news source makes a big mistake and then comes back later and says, we're sorry, we made a mistake here, we reported something that it turned out it wasn't true? Does that hurt their rating in any way?
In order to fail our criterion of repeatedly publishes false information, it would have to happen with some regularity. Every news organization makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. The question is, are those mistakes frequent enough to be regular? In many cases of among our red-rated sites, they're in the business of misinformation or disinformation or propaganda. But for people who go to the office every day trying to do journalism, we understand that every news brand is going to make the occasional mistake. The real test is it regular and commonplace, or is it very much the exception?
As you've been looking at all of these news sites and your team have been looking at all of these news sites and rating them, what is your sense right now of the state of journalism in America? Do you think that news organizations are doing a good job right now?
I think the most established news publishers, and here I'm thinking both of legacy newspapers and broadcasters, but also some of the more mature digital-only publishers, I think in almost every case they could do a better job of being transparent about how they do their work. It's become so easy for someone to start a website whose goal is to confuse people or mm-hmm. to peddle false information, that for journalistic enterprises that are doing legitimate journalism, spending a little bit more time and effort in being transparent and disclosing how they operate, I think would really help separate them from the people who are in the business in order to generate programmatic advertising revenues or to serve the propaganda wishes of their funder in the case of some of the biggest disinformation sites such as RT and Sputnik.
That is Gordon Krovitz, who is co-CEO and co-founder of NewsGuard. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jeremy, thank you.